Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extra leader, but the wand, you know how that works, Jay?
Oh, that'd be fun, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Alright, the piano should give it away, right? Yeah, the whole orchestration thing probably gives it away. So help yourself. There you go. That's 7 after the hour on Friday, the 1st of December. This happens to be the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the ready, on top of things. Don't miss a second. What's the silly cornball expression? Miss a second and you miss a lot or something like that.
All right. Yeah, something, yeah.
Something close to that at any rate. We are here fighting fake news. And truth decay, that's what we have going for us today and every day on the Good Day program. With all the news, it's a news talk. We've sort of been sorting this out, shaking it out lately. What is our real identity? Who are we and what are we doing here? We're talking about the things that are in the news. A lot of stuff. Just the political things. There's lots of things. For example, this week... So this is in the good news department, frankly. The mortgage rate, the average rate that one would pay if you were going to buy a new home and you wanted a mortgage, has fallen down to 7.2%, which is the lowest level since early last fall. So it went up, you know, every time the Fed would raise the interest rate, it went up from... I think it was over 8 at one point in time. Last week it was 7.29, so it's off from that. So if you're interested in buying a house, maybe this is the time. Maybe you wait for a little bit. I was looking at they now have 40-year mortgages, and those are about 7%, maybe a little bit higher than that. But the bottom line is that the rate declines. Certainly are good for those of you who would be a homebuyer. And this is the kind of common sense here. Who can afford a home? How are you doing in that department? You've been looking for a house for, what, over a year or more?
Oh, yeah. We were almost supposed to be here for 2 months and then go back to Nashville, and we decided to stay.
Come stay with the folks.
It was actually just last spring. So it hasn't been a full 2 years yet, but we're coming up on it. The problem that we're having is the inventory. We want to be in a specific town, and there just is absolutely nothing right now. I have a cousin who works with partners in flipping homes, and he was saying how he's kind of on the lookout for us too, whether or not we want a fixer-upper or new build or just, you know, buy ready. And he was even commenting that there's not a lot of stuff. There are some fixer-uppers, but nothing that will actually turn a profit right now. It's like the supply has completely dwindled.
Well, one of the things I'm encountering is, you know, I'm involved in the development here on a farm, the agri-hood. One of the things that we're encountering, we hear out of both sides of the political reality, both sides of their mouth, which is nothing new, as most people know. On one hand, they say, yep, we've got to increase, because there's such a demand, you've got to increase the number of houses that are available and make them affordable and all that other stuff. And then on the other hand, they introduce new things thanks to the Biden administration and the push on environmentalism here in Massachusetts. And this is going to be part of what's introduced in every state, but every state has to adopt it in a different way. There's a new thing called a stretch code, which requires the builders to build houses that have this insane rating. They call it the R rating, which is supposed to keep the heat in and, you know, make it less expensive and more environmentally friendly to seal off the air in the house. It's just, it's asinine. And what it's done is increase the cost of building a home $20,000 to $30,000 each because of this requirement. So on one hand, they okay, we got to make it more affordable, and you've got to have more options. And on the other hand, they come up with these stupid rules that are not necessary. We all want to make sure that everything in the house is efficient, for sure, and then some. But this is just a typical example of how government works or doesn't. And so here we have facing a conundrum by the 1st of July. You got to have lots of building permits in. You got to know what you're up against. And the average, this is the thing that is crazy. We live in an upscale, certainly an upscale community. The average price of a decent home in this community by the end of the next year will be almost $1 million. And so who's buying? Where's that money? Where are these people coming from? It's not right.
Well, a lot of people who are relocating, that was one of the things we noticed in Nashville, was that there was a company who was relocating, I think, from Silicon Valley into Nashville, and they were bringing everybody with them. And you have people coming from California where basically they're leaving where if you wanted to even have
they think it's Nirvana.
Yard, you needed $1 million. Yeah. Now they're like, wait, our money goes how far?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so then looking around at some of the other influences this week, the penny pinchers, it's Christmas time. People want to spend money to buy things, and it's good for retail. It's good for everybody's psyche. It all feels good to buy stuff. So you think, I got to pay for that. So there are things that are happening. I was listening to Bloomberg News last night driving around, and there was the story was about how people are feeling the pinch, the cost of living crisis that was created. I don't even like that word, but the whole business after the business of the flu and what's happened. So now the Worldwide Cost of Living Index, which is published by the Economist Intelligence Unit, whoever they are, average cost of living rose by 7.4% this past year, mostly because of grocery prices. Food prices, and that's because, yeah, people, else they keep saying, it's global warming, it's the weather, the farmers are... No, that's not it. Maybe it's a factor, but what's happening is the consolidation, the monopolization of the production of seed, where you get your seed, how much it costs, the globalization, the big four or five companies that pretty much control agricultural growth around the world. Most of them are American companies. And then there is the grocery store thing, at least here in America, but it's also happening in Europe. Consolidation, the big keep buying bigger and big and big and bigger. So that now in this country, what is it, Albertsons and Kroger, they have thousands of stores, and they're going to control the prices and what's available. That's not good. Anyway, so competition is obviously a part of this. So utility prices, which were the fastest growing category in the survey last year, have modified somewhat. But we all know there is another example of monopolization, and that's why prices more often than not go up, and they file for rate increases with a stay. Oh, you poor guys, you only made 34% profit last year. Let's help them out. Anyway, inflation will always be there. Doesn't change. It doesn't, you know, everybody wants a pay raise, right? Well, that's all that does is I wanted more money this year than last year. You're not really getting more money because when you get a pay raise, it pushes up the price of everything else. Because they got to, you know, they got to charge their customers, the people that are buying the product that you're making. It's just simple economics. So I thought you'd be interested to know, Jay, and everybody else. Hold on, Terry. We're going to get to you in just a second. About the there's a list of the most expensive cities. A very interesting list in the world. Number one The most expensive place to live in the world is Singapore. It's a, sort of a city-state.
That sounds kind of about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Number two on the list is Zurich, Switzerland, which maybe because the cost of chocolate is so high. But they have a lot.
Have you had it before? It's worth it.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Go through the Zurich airport, figure all that through. Oh, yum. Okay, number three on the list is New York City. Doesn't surprise too many people, right? New York. Hong Kong is number four on the list. Los Angeles is five. Paris is six. Let's see here. Tel Aviv is seven. Copenhagen, Denmark is eight. San Francisco is nine. And let's see here. Another city in Damascus, Syria. That's number 10. All right? Hmm. Those are the most expensive cities to live in the United States. So there you go. All right, Terry has joined us on the Good Day program. Hello, Terry. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good to know.
Well.
I am doing well, and Jay's doing well. We're all doing well. So you just heard one of the tunes from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and therefore you are going to get one of these CDs from TSO, and there also is going to be a drawing next. We decided we're going to do this on Tuesday, I think. Right, the drawing for the Audio-Technica. It's okay. You can give me permission. I was talking to Jay. It's all right. If it's okay with Terry and it's okay with Jay, we'll do it on Tuesday. All right. Let's do it on Tuesday. Yeah, okay. That's good. All right. So anyway, this is a Audio-Technica fully automatic belt-driven stereo turntable. The convenience of Bluetooth is there. Do you understand, Terry? Do you Bluetooth and stuff? Do you use that stuff in your car?
Well, the vehicle I'm driving now is very old, and I'm getting a new one come springtime. So I'll be back to using Bluetooth back in the springtime. But my vehicle is 23 years old right now.
Oh,
so
good for you. That's it. You're going to keep the economy going.
We inherited from one of our neighbors when she passed away.
You.
So. Yep.
All right. Happy Christmas. Terry Seavey from Hooksett, New Hampshire, just won the CD from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
The Chase Bank Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Oh. Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You're the high bidder. You've just won, Jay, a chance to spend the morning on the Good Day program with me. How about that for being
Yay!
A winner?
That's
Yay!
A grand prize.
That is it. Congrats to Terry Seavey of Hooksett, New Hampshire. Just won another one of our CDs in the Trans-Siberian Orchestra contest. Ruth Enerson, Chad Howard, Joby Velasquez. And is it Cheryl Creech? Yeah, down in Florida. Hello, all of you have won. So we'll see. Maybe we'll do one more of these on Monday, and then Tuesday we'll give away the Audio-Technica turntable. Meantime, time for a little overview of what's happening in social media. Remember, you can always, and Jay's out there, we'll have some comments from socials to our pursuit of the hot hits in talk radio next couple of hours. One of the things that I see that's trending here is something that's not about a person, but about the health system in New Jersey. This is a very interesting reality because here in this portion of the program every hour, we not only talk about what's on social media, but the technology that it takes to live and exist, it would seem, to enjoy the ride these days. And so there was a huge cyber attack. It was aimed in New Jersey. The latest healthcare organization as Capital Health to be the victim of a cyberware attack operates the hospitals in Trenton and Pennington, as well as some primary care facilities elsewhere around the state and the network.
Mm-hmm.
They believe the outages were this is pretty subtle, a cybersecurity incident. They went after a lot of financial data. God knows, you know, the people who are in there, who are in the system, whose health is part of what the record is all about. What can you do with that sort of thing?
And you can steal people's identities, but they were also messing with the actual equipment, like outpatient radiology was unavailable, non-invasive cardiology testing appointments. Those all had to be rescheduled. And this happened in Tennessee recently, too, where they had to start diverting any emergency patients, any ER patients that were coming in, they had to divert them to other locations because of these cyber attacks. Like, who is attacking hospitals?
Somebody who's really sick. Uh-huh. Here's another one, a cyber attack this week causing a temporary disruption to Staples. If you were ordering online especially, they were hit with an attack. They're headquartered here in Framingham, Mass., where I am. They posted this on their website yesterday, disruption to staples.com. All the processing, all the delivering capabilities were shut down. All of their communication channels were shut down. Customer service lines were shut down. Who wants to do this? They said they were going to take proactive steps to mitigate the impact on their customers. Well, of course, they're going to say that. But what do you suppose it costs a company, a big, huge company like that, that's nationwide, actually they're international now, to protect themselves? And how many are there, how many companies, you know, with big store chains, you know, you think about the box stores in general, all of them that you see everywhere. Every town has a Best Buy. Every town's got a Walmart. Every town's got a town's got a Hobby Lobby. Every town's got a Michaels. Right? They're all, it's the same. They're all using the same software. And so that's and then they said it was unclear what type of cyber attack occurred. In other words, where did it come from? And what the, see, sometimes if it's ransomware, then you know they want money.
Yeah,
but it wasn't obvious here in these circumstances.
Well, and a lot of times it's just stealing people's credit, debit cards information, which you should be aware of it all year long, but especially this time of year when those kind of crimes are on the rise, just keep monitoring all of your online banking statements.
It makes it,
because
it takes all the fun. Out of this, it takes all the fun out of it. All of just everybody's got to be on edge, on eggs, walking on eggshells, tiptoeing through the tulips, if you will. It sucks, frankly. Not to put too fine a spin on it, but that's mine. 28 past the hour here on the Good Day program, December 1st.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take him to the local shelter, let him meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The red state, blue state debate took place last night on Fox News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom were clearly polar opposites on how the country should move forward. This was a great display of democracy and how politics should work in this great nation. Fighting has resumed in Gaza early this morning after Hamas and Israel failed to announce an agreement on extending the ceasefire before it expired. Israel claims Hamas fired rockets into unoccupied Israeli territory, prompting the IDF to resume the extraction of Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. The renewed fighting comes after a seven-day pause. In that window of time, Hamas released roughly 100 hostages, including two Americans, and Israel released 240 Palestinians from Israeli jails. Israel also allowed more aid trucks into Gaza to help address the humanitarian crisis. Lance Pry, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Ah, just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Anna Seven Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
My motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. I'm out of control. Forget the work and blues and make us time roll. I got a little sugar baby down the road. She's sitting on the radio and rocking on.
A celebration of Friday, sort of. Which is something we like to do, right?
I just love this song.
Yeah, crank this up a little. What is
it? I'll never survive. Wednesday and a Thursday, I'll be slowly tuning in. Friday, I'll be living up my motor up.
Let's get into the flow here on the Good Day program with the tidbit, or two or three or four. We always hit one note, or two or three or four, with everybody. There's something here for everyone on this program. It's not just about this or that, but it's everything. Because we don't live lives that are isolated around one or two things, do we? That was not a rhetorical question, Jim.
Oh, I thought it was. I was like waiting and being breath.
Wait a minute, where'd she go? Yes.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty accurate to say. We are constantly thinking about what's next while we're in the middle of doing something. We are always multitasking.
Well,
we're always
that's because
so many hats.
That's the way the universe works. There's a flow of energy. I was talking about yesterday. We're astronauts on a spaceship. Spaceship's called Earth. They're all traveling sort of together, although with all of the strife and upset and anger, you'd think that we were, you know, one group's going one way and another group's going the other way. No, we're all going in the same direction. Whether you get it or not, I guess, depends on what's in your head. Maybe people got rocks in their head. They don't seem to get it. I think those people get turned into dust sooner than those who have something sprouting, a flower or two of ideas in their head. I'm just saying, you know, springtime feels better than wintertime. I know to Jay it doesn't, but to the people in the other part of the world that think, oh, it's nice when it's warm and pleasant and the skies are blue and it's sunny and yada yada. Listen, Jay loves the wintertime. And that's okay.
Can I just say that, like, I was a little caught off guard. We had snow the other day. And I love snow. I think it's beautiful. I like when it's a little bit colder. But there was just something that was so cold about it. And I was really caught off guard. And I was kind of like, okay, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, what is going on? It is really cold.
Yeah, it's been cold. November's been cold. December's supposed to warm up here in the Northeast anyway. Be a little bit warmer. But, yeah, you're right. I was out in the cold on a tractor and came down with the horrible flu thing. And part of it was because I was chilly. Although, listen to Jack, it was time for a cleansing in my body, and everything that was in it that needed to come out came out over a few days. And yeah, everybody goes, I think sometimes you're more conscious of it than other times. You know, a lot of people always are struggling. I was talking about the flow. People are struggling against the flow, against the current. And so those are the people that don't feel well all the time, I think, in terms of spirit and mind and body. What you think or how you think affects how your body works and whether you can flow through life like a good sailor on the good ship Lollipop or whether you kind of get stuck riding underneath, you know, just bobbing along, as it were. Today is World AIDS Day, which was initiated back in 1998. It's always observed on the 1st of December. and so, I think, don't you think everybody kind of knows what goes on, the whole business of AIDS and how people were so afraid? I think it was akin to what folks thought, although it wasn't as dramatically taken as COVID was. But there were a lot of people who were afraid to touch anybody for fear that they might get AIDS. And whether they knew that the person they were touching was gay or not didn't make any difference. There was this whole thing in the 90s getting...
the unknown, not knowing how it truly was.
Yeah, right.
Spread. Yeah.
Fear-based thinking. One of the things about humanity. So anyway, there have been marches. I remember back in the 80s, there was an announcement made that a million Americans had been affected by HIV that year. And then there was the therapy that had been developed. The drug company spent a lot of money, and then they made a lot of money for this cocktail. I forget what was in it. I know who is the basketball player.
Johnson.
See him. Johnson, that's right, Magic Johnson. Who had it, and then he took this cocktail and has had it. Once you get it, it's like Epstein-Barr, like all the other stuff, the viruses, as Jack and Ken both say on Good Day Health. Once you get it, it doesn't get out of your body. It stays in your body. It's just sometimes dormant and sometimes not. And that's what they were thinking about me and how I felt last week. There were things in my body. I've had I had mono in the, 1988, and I was knocked on my butt for, I was doing mornings in Palm Beach at the time, and I'd get up in the morning, do the radio program. This what it does is attack everything in your body. So I had no energy. I went to work to the station for, maybe I would be there 6 hours. I'd get up at 4 a.m, do the program, do the stuff I needed to, go home, sleep for 6 or 7 hours, get up and have dinner, go back to bed and sleep for another 7 or 8 hours. And I did that for 6 weeks. So it's nothing, but it wasn't AIDS, but it's the sort of thing that knocks there those sorts of things. And AIDS does that, and it attacks your immune system. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing that there, and there's new medication, like with Magic Johnson. So his HIV never developed into AIDS, and because of medication, his HIV is now at undetectable levels, and more people are surviving with HIV never developing into AIDS because of the medication. And it's not something like, I remember back in the day with Magic Johnson, for instance, he had a lot of money, and it was kind of one of those things of like, well, he can afford all of this medical care and all of these things, and now it's it is one of those things where, no, almost anybody, if they do somehow develop or contract HIV, they can continue to live their lives with it without it developing into AIDS, which is wonderful in today's medical world.
I don't know whether we'd consider this medical news or not. There has been, this week, an enormous focus on suicides. And how many people are dying by suicides? Big problem here and elsewhere around the world. People just give up. They think, some people are sick. Some people are mentally unstable. Some people don't have any money. Whatever it is that pushes people to suicide, the way people dispatch themselves, suicides by firearm, for example, have reached an all-time high. They have increased 11% in the last year or two. Imagine that, 27,000 Americans killed themselves last year by firearms. Mm-hmm. That's not the whole list, but that's just taking a gun and sticking it to your head.
This level of depression is, it's not like everybody gets depressed at times, but this is true depression, and this is a depression that has lies, that tells people that they have people convinced that their family, their friends would be better off without them. A lot of people who die by suicide, they do so not only because they feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but because they are a burden to those they love, and that they love the people so much that it would be better for them if they weren't around. And it's those lies that's not the truth, but that's what their mind is telling them, and it is so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's interesting to look at the stats as they apply to various races or pieces of society. White people, number one, to kill themselves by firearm, and natives, number two, to kill themselves by firearms. I find that to be interesting isn't the right word, but I don't like any of that. Who wants to see that stuff?
Yeah, and that's why it's so great that the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has made it even easier for people to reach out for help. There's no number. There's no long number that you have to remember anymore. It's just it's call or text 988. It is that simple, 988, and it's available 24/7.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's going on with the war in Ukraine? Hadn't been a lot of talk about that this week. We noticed that the interest has waned as the Israeli thing popped up. And I think that's something we'll talk about on the countdown, because it appears that what I said, remember, and I don't mean this to sound like, okay, Doug, he's so smart, he's got it all figured out. But Uri Geller, when he came on the first day on this program when the war started, said he couldn't understand how it was that the Mossad didn't know there was going to be an attack. And I said, they knew there was going to be an attack. This was a thing for Netanyahu to come up with. This was a scheme so he could get power and consolidate his control in Israel. And, what came out yesterday? That the Israeli authorities knew there was an attack planned on Gaza for a year.
A whole year.
Yeah, a year. All right, so now let's see what's going on with Zelensky in Ukraine. They say there's a new phase now that winter is there. This is something, remember that Pukin Putin said, we'll be in and out of there in 3-4 days. That'll be the end of them. Okay, so now it's what, 14 months the war with Russia has been going on, and winter will complicate the fighting. Being out there, it just seems so crude in this day and age to think, you know, you see all those pictures of the Russian front and what happened when the Germans attacked the Russians back in World War II and other places where, you know, even our involvement of Afghanistan, that's a horrible, any place is a horrible place to have a war, but this is something that will be, it'll take its toll on morale, because they've done well in terms of war. Who, you know, how do you, well is probably not the right word, but you know what I'm saying. They've done better than most people thought they were going to, and they've done a lot of counteroffensive stuff this year. But now, I thought it was interesting yesterday, Zelensky said, we're fighting with the second best army in the world. Now, I don't know if he was talking about himself or the Russians. The Russians have lots of tools and weaponry at their hands, at their disposal, but they don't have men and women with will.
Yeah.
They have to keep replacing the people.
Civilians don't want to be doing this.
No, not at all. Not in the least. All right, now let's see here. Back to America.
I still remember when this all started, and there was not enough directions for a lot of the Russian military, and they didn't even have enough gas in the vehicles. They were getting pulled over, or not pulled over, but they were having to pull over on the side of the roads, and you had Ukrainians who were helping them and giving them food, giving them water, giving them hot tea, giving them their phones to call their family members to say, like, hey, I'm okay.
Yeah, right. A strange world we live in, Master Jack. It's 48 after the hour. You're listening to the Friday Good Day program.
Post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every once in a while, I feel like we ought to do a survey of our listeners, Jay. Maybe this is something for the weekend. Just asking everybody what really matters. It's always good. I like to ask questions. What's really important to you? Why bother with some? Who cares about certain things? What's in it for you? That kind of stuff. All right? So maybe you can respond. I know the reason that I'm thinking it right now is because who doesn't think about food? And we've tied it together here, food, farm, and family. Every day we post a lot of new information for those of you. We all have to eat, and we all want to eat well. We only have a certain amount of money that we can spend on the food, so where do we go and what do we do? And so that's what this section of the program is all aimed at. Today we celebrate Eat a Red Apple Day. Apples. I have an apple every day of my life. They're not always red. I have green apples sometimes, and it's the skin as much as anything else. You know, the pulp is good, but the skin is better. Mm-hmm. It's like a potato. Exactly. That's right. So, Johnny Appleseed comes to mind. We were just talking to James off the air about who Johnny Appleseed was because he was a real person. He traveled around from the East Coast and Midwest. I think he came from Massachusetts originally, if I'm not mistaken. And then went all around. But the red apple, beyond just Johnny Appleseed, is certainly ubiquitous around the world because it is when you hold an apple, right, you can't confuse it with anything else. And the old expression, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, I believe that's true. I think it's helped me a lot stay as healthy as I have. So anyway, Eat a Red Apple Day falls on December 1st. Toward the end of the harvest season, and so I think pretty much the harvest season, except Washington State, they're still harvesting there. And then there are places that are warm where you can always find good red delicious apples that are crisp and hard. Yum!
Those are good. I like the Rayburn or like Honeycrisp and stuff. It's a little bit red, a little bit of the yellow.
Yeah.
But apples are definitely the one of the produce to spend the money to pay for it to get organic because it is better to eat the skin. Anything where you eat the skin, you want to get that organic. When it's stuff that you don't eat the skin, like a banana or avocado, I think the pesticides aren't penetrating the skins because it's a lot tougher. But when it comes to an apple, buy organic for sure.
Yep. There you go. Yum. All right. Let's turn to our recall department. A couple of kinds of cups recalled. Phew. For high lead content. These are mostly products for children. The cups sold on Amazon being recalled because they have lead. First problem. But I, you know what? This sickens me. The management, there are tens of thousands of these cups that are sold in pairs, come in different colors. The lids of the cups can crack and break, and they have sharp edges on them. And so
and
these
kids,
are... I don't,
kids drop cups a lot.
Yeah, right. It's, mm-hmm. What is it called? True Blue. What's the name of the company?
It's Tblue. And I have to tell you, okay. Doug, I was a part of this recall. My son had these cups. He had two of the 8-ounce cups, two of the 12-ounce cups. He's been using them for the last 7 or 8 months. I thought they were great cups until I saw this. So, of course, I was mad. But when I submitted, because you have to go to Tblue.com for the recall, and yes, yeah. And fill out a submit form, and you have to take a picture to prove that you are disposing, you threw the cups away and all of that, and then they're going to send you on PayPal. I also contacted Amazon about the recall because that's where I bought them. Shame on me.
Right.
But I practice what we preach, and I said that I want not only 100% refund, but additional for my troubles and the harm you potentially caused my child. So we will see. I will keep you posted on the response. It was email, yes. It was message.
I'll be optimistic on your behalf.
But I'm not expecting anything, but I did want to see what would happen if I did, if I did push for it.
You know, one of the things we've been talking a lot about also here on the Food, Farm, Family section of the program, the expiration date and what you throw away and what you keep, what's safe past the expiration date. And certainly, you know, there's a certain ruse involved here. For example, pasta and rice and canned goods and dry beans will stay safe as long as they are sealed. Spices stay safe as long as they stay, they're dry and they don't spoil. So you can use them past their expiration date. Packaged snacks, crackers and chips and cookies, if you seal them properly and store them well, they will be A-okay. Ketchup doesn't spoil. Mustard doesn't spoil. Soy sauce. They all have vinegar in them.
Either.
And the acidity.
Honey definitely doesn't.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. So a little more help there. A word to the wise. It's the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. You have got us at 59. You've got us at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.